Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Okay, is marriage work? That's the question.
Is marriage work? Definitely. But work is an investment, and with investments comes sacrifice. So every day, you gotta choose to sacrifice yourself. You gotta sacrifice your pride, sacrifice your ego, sacrifice you completely to the covenant that y'all decided to keep. So are you willing to sacrifice?
Join us on the 15th of July at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. You do not want to miss this show on Shift Real Talk, so don't be late.
What's poppin', people?
What's poppin'?
Man, listen, we got controversy in the building, but we are back in the building to deal with this controversy. First of all, let's get the little house rules out the way. I'm your boy, Pastor J.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm Zany Young.
And we are here today with that background music.
We are Shift Real Talk, and we are here with another dope topic.
Absolutely.
So
this topic spilled over from last week, y'all. We ended this show trying to almost in debate, going to blows about this question. Is marriage work? And we did some interviews.
Yeah, we did some interviews, man. And before we go into this conversation, I want to play just a couple of them real quick, y'all. You know, just real quick, we're going
to
play
You
want
to give people time to come in first?
That's why we're going to play the thing. We're going to play them now. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get into this conversation. But
all right.
That's why I want to play.
Is marriage
work? Is marriage work? Come on, let's hit one. Let's hit a Vidya.
Okay, is marriage work? That's the question.
It's just like any other thing. You got to keep it, like your car, like your house. You can't just let it go. You got to, something wrong with your car. You got to wash it. You got to take it to the shop. You know, so just like a marriage, you know, you got to make sure everything's straight. You got to check in. You got to make sure the spouse is all right. And she, you know, on the other end, you got to make sure everybody all right. So
it's work.
If it ain't all right, then you got to work on it. What's wrong? You know?
Hey.
So that's kind of what it is. And it's not as hard as you think it is. It's just like anything. If you want it to be good, if you want your car to last, you got to work on it.
Yeah.
If you don't, it's going to die quick. That's it. Yeah, you got to clean your house or it's going to be dirty. that's pretty much the same with that.
Is marriage work?
Marriage, it depends on what you define what work is. What is work in marriage? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
What is work? So I believe it's your perspective of work is. You know?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Question. I need all of you to put...
Yes.
Is it work?
Is it... What's going on, Edward? How you doing there, Bear? How you feel? Amanda D. Carey? You know what I'm saying? Just a couple
welcome,
of shout-outs.
Welcome.
Mally Robinson, thank you.
This is a controversial topic only because everybody that answered the question, everybody who we did interviews with said the same thing. Yes.
Everybody said marriage is work. Marriage.
But you know, we always have to have that one person. That one person
me,
that say
me.
No. And here we go. He's on stage with us right now.
Is marriage work? I want to be the cleanup hitter today.
Hold on one second, Pastor Jay. If you did not answer throughout the week, is marriage work? Put it in the chat right now. We need Amanda Curry. We need Robinson.
Hey,
we need Bell, Patricia. We need y'all to drop a comment in the chat. Is marriage work? Give us your answer so we could discuss and talk about this today.
I think we got one more video I want to play real quick while they took. We got one more.
While y'all putting y'all answers in the chat.
We got one more video. We've been hitting the streets, y'all, and asking people, is marriage work? We got one more video we want to play real quick. You know, then we're going to get into this discussion, y'all.
Is marriage
check
work?
This
okay,
out.
Is marriage work? That's the question.
Okay, this is the question.
I know, this is me being nice before I started.
Okay.
Is marriage work? Yes. So much. But it's great.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Is this... Oh, it's going to go on just like this.
Is
no
this edit. Perfect camera?
Oh,
yes, marriage is work. It take a lot, okay?
Trust, honesty, you know, forgiveness, all of that. It's work. It's a whole lot of work.
It's marriage work. Yes, anything that you want to thrive and you want to grow and be great at, it's gonna require some effort and some work. But we know that faith without works is dead. Same thing when it comes to marriage and relationships. You put in and you get out. That's my take.
Everybody said
yes so far.
Marriage is work. And look, we trying to chime in the comments.
Amanda said yes, it's work.
It's work.
Patricia said yes, it is work.
D Brooks, hey, how you doing? Thank you for chiming in with us. Everybody's saying it's work. All right, y'all. Y'all want to go in and dive into this?
Well, I mean, yeah, but before we break down what your comment is, because you're the only one that said no. At first, I was like,
no.
Wait, you said no too?
No, I said yes.
Okay, so at first I was like, but then, you know, after I realized what work is considered from all the, I listened to the videos and I'm like, okay, this is what everybody considered to be work. So I kind of put together a little summation because we need to understand what work is to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little compilation, okay?
Uh-huh.
Work in marriage refers to the ongoing intentional effort both partners invest to, number one, nurture, to protect, and to grow their relationship. It involves, listen to this word, y'all. It involves consistent communication, compromise, emotional support, accountability, forgiveness, and selflessness. That's out of everybody's answers and what we got from what people were saying. This is what they're saying work is. It's an ongoing intentional effort. Uh-huh.
You know we connected because I just looked up the word work. Listen to this definition of what just work is.
All right, y'all. Hey, here we go.
So, this is in the sense of a noun, okay? It says work is defined as an activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
But what really got me was work defined as a verb. Woo! Okay. Defined as a verb, it says work is the engagement in physical or mental activity, again, in order to achieve a result, or it can be of a machine or system, a system, marriage is a system, operate or function, especially properly or effectively. So if you want your system, your marriage to operate or function properly or effective, you got to put forth work.
And I keep hearing the word effort. It's putting forth effort.
Effort.
I love it.
Okay. I'm going
to come for y'all today.
Okay.
So I hope y'all ready for me, okay?
I mean, I love it. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm going to come for y'all today.
I already knew.
So everybody is saying, Mally Robinson said, yes, it's work. Patricia said, yes, it's work. I see my baby sister on. What do you say, Latisse?
Is marriage
work? Is it work? I'm telling y'all. Everybody, when I say everybody, I gotta take this gum out of my mouth for my wife.
I said this before the show.
Everybody
see the work
said,
I'm putting in?
Everybody said marriage is work.
Right.
Everybody. When I say everybody, we ask, everybody said marriage is work. And I just heard two definitions, right?
Right.
Of what work is.
Mm-hmm.
I heard your definition. I heard your definition of what work is.
Right.
And guess what? Those were good definitions from where? Where did y'all get those definitions from?
I got my definition from where what everybody was saying. I just put it together.
Okay, cool, good. I'm not saying it wrong.
I got it from Google.
That is so, man, that is so awesome, y'all. That's so, that is wonderful that you guys got these definitions of work from Google. But guess what, y'all? This is the reason why I say marriage is not work. Because there is a worldview,
uh-huh.
And then there's God's purpose and what God's plan for marriage is.
Right.
Because what I do.
I knew you would go there.
Yes. What I do is I go to God. First of all, let's understand this. Let's understand. God created the institution of marriage.
Correct.
God did that. And he created it for the purpose for it to be the foundation of the whole, of not only his kingdom, but for the world, for the entire world. It is the foundation. So if God created it, guess what happens? That means he runs it. That means he's a part of it. That means he is the maker.
Uh-huh.
Now, if he's the maker, he does the work. Now let me use this example here, and then I'm gonna let y'all chime in because I'm coming for y'all today.
Right.
Let me use this example. Say for instance, you got a car. The car has been made by the manufacturer. Let's just use Nissan because everybody knows Nissan. Nissan made this wonderful car. Now, the car is wonderfully made. It has everything in its prospective places, and it has its own job.
Right.
All you got to do in the car is get in it and drive it.
Right.
That is not work. That is the responsibility. The responsibility to do, the responsibility to operate this car is make sure that I drive safely. Make sure that, so that nothing happens to me in this car. But that's still you going on your own will. Now what happens is what we do as individuals is we try to put, now say the car, we say the car need fixing. Let's just say something went bad on the part, the car, mm-hmm. right? And we try to go and get a filler part or what they call aftermarket, which is not the original part that goes in the car.
Right.
The aftermarket part. So we'll put an aftermarket part into the car and expect this to run the way the manufacturer made it. So that what happens is it'll run for a little while, but the aftermarket parts will sometimes they just don't last.
Right.
They don't last. The aftermarket parts do not last.
Okay.
Because it's not the original part. It was not designed to go in the car. Mm-hmm. And guess what happens? Now we're dealing with emotions. This is an aftermarket part. Now we're dealing with somebody's experience. That's an aftermarket part. So that what we're dealing with is now these things that come with that doing something that has nothing to do with the one who created the part or created the whole institution of the car.
Woo, ding, ding, ding.
Uh-huh.
So we have to. So my point is, lest God build the house, they that labor in vain. So the point is, we have to really understand the creator of the institution and why he created it. He created it, why? For the responsibility. Now, I'm going to let y'all chime in before I even go a little further. I'm going to let y'all chime in just on that part. Come on, because I know y'all ready to come on.
We had a ding, ding, ding. Let's go.
Yeah, come on. I'm going to let y'all chime in because, because I say it's not work. It becomes work. It becomes work when we don't do it the way God ordained us to do the purpose and the design for what he created it for.
Okay.
So it becomes work. Come on, God. Come on.
Okay.
Bro, you just skipped the whole. First of all, let me say this. You're not R. Kelly and my sister is not a Jeep.
You remind me.
Listen. I just used that example.
I was following your example, though.
Yeah. I used that example.
But
I
was following it. But let me tell you what you did. You skipped a whole process. And that's often what we do in life.
What was the process?
Right. Listen, I'm about to break it down.
Okay, come on. Come on.
You're right. There was a creator of that car. Right? The creator of that car wrote down how I need you to put these parts together. Because that creator don't put the parts together no more once they have a line, they have a fleet, right? So the workers in their warehouse, the mechanics that they hire, put this car together. What they're doing? They're working. They're earning money to put together this car that the creator said, this is how I need you to put it together. The workers then ship that out to a dealership or whatever have you, and then the people buy the car. So you're right. By the time we get it, work already went into it. The workers worked. But I can guarantee you, by the time we
wait a minute,
we have less appreciation. Hold on. We have less appreciation for it than the workers had who put it together.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's go back. Okay. Go back to the one. When it comes to marriage, okay, I use the example, but when it comes to marriage, are workers working on it or did God already?
Because he created it, right.
You missed it.
I use that as an example. That's my question.
But I'm using your example.
No, I got you. But the whole purpose is I use that as an example to understand how we make it what we think marriages should be, because we're putting in aftermarket parts. But the marriage was already designed. God did the work.
You missed it.
Okay. So that's my question.
Break it down, chick. What did he miss?
So the creator of the car, mm-hmm. you're using it as reference to God. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
God created marriage, but he needed some workers to work it. I created it, but it's not his job to work it. We got to work the principles. He gave us the blueprint, just like the manufacturer gave those workers the blueprint for the car. God gave us the blueprint. It's for us to work it with the spouses we have. So that's why so many people are falling away from it, because if they don't use the blueprint, you're going to have a messed up creation when the creator already gave you the blueprint for his creation. We are still to work it.
That's okay.
In this analogy, is the car marriage? Is the marriage the car?
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Because really? In my head, I was thinking what you were saying was that the marriage is after we get the car. We don't go under the hood. We don't do our own oil change. We don't do all of that stuff. The manufacturer does all of that stuff. So basically, we're not working. We're just enjoying the vehicle. And I thought that's where we were going, but I get it. Okay.
You made a great, I promise you, that was an excellent point. That was an excellent point. But you're only following a blueprint of the work that was already done, because he created it. Again, like he created the heavens and the earth, the work was already done. It was done. So you make a great point. I promise you that point is and I just want to read two comments . Hold on. Mally Robinson, she said, God's view of work often refers to the belief that all work, when done with purpose and integrity, can be an act of worship and service to God. I like what she said.
That's really good.
And Patricia said, he's right. It's not work. It's already done. You just have to maintain it and follow the rule book, which is the Bible, because he tells you what to do. So like I said, I love what you said. That is exactly right. But the point is, he's already done the work. Now, the thing is, it's our choice to now either accept it and do it, you know what I'm saying, or to not. Because what he does is he gives us a choice. Because and then remember this, too. When he put Adam in the garden, in the garden of Eden, he had everything. He didn't have to do it. Nothing but what? Maintain it. He didn't have to do nothing. He said,
that's
but
what?
Tend to it.
Tend to it. Cultivate his work, babe.
Cultivate. Nah, you can give an inspiring word and cultivate. You can speak things in that's not work.
So you mean to tell me Adam went around just speaking words?
He could have.
Just cultivate.
He could have.
Go ahead.
Let me read it.
Go ahead.
Genesis 2:15. It says, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it.
Dress and keep.
And then the Lord And then God, the Lord God, commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat. So what he did first, he said, first work it. And then after you work it, then you can eat it. And then the Bible has another verse that say, if a man don't work, he shall not eat. Why? Because the first order of business, he said, dress and keep it, work, and then you may eat freely.
Okay, what verse was that?
Okay, that is true.
2:15.
That is true, but guess what? 2:15. Guess what? Wait. Hold on.
2:15.
I got you. Hold on. Come on. I love it.
She said 2:15.
But check this out. Check this out, Mia. Hold on. Can I finish to the period? Check this out. Who was Adam with?
What?
You never said nothing about the creator.
No. About the creator. You read the scripture of him being in the garden, what God told him to do with what? The garden.
Dress it and keep it.
The, right, garden. The garden.
Right.
That had nothing. Yeah. Eve didn't even come yet.
Right.
So that wasn't the blueprint for marriage. That was the responsibility that God gave him as a man. That had nothing to do with the marriage.
We're talking about work. How did you try to dismiss the work?
I'm saying because the work that he did was what God gave him to do as a man, not as a husband. Because that's what I'm saying. So the work that he did had nothing to do. Eve wasn't even here yet. She wasn't here.
Well, she was, but she was just inside of him.
No, I got you. But she wasn't here yet.
Got you.
She wasn't here yet. So, come on here. Come on.
Okay.
So how do you explain the other scripture I gave? Because that came way after Eve, where he said, if a man don't work, he don't eat.
Now, I believe a man needs to take care of whatever he needs to do as a person.
But it's the same thing for his marriage.
I think we're doing a play on words when it comes to work, though. Because giving an intentional effort in your marriage. I'm married, and I have to say that I had to be intentional about certain things, and it was hard sometimes because I had to die to myself. And dying to yourself is not easy in order to be. And when I say die to myself, it doesn't mean I had to lose myself. That's not what I mean. But when I say die to myself, it's some things that I had to put aside in order for me to have a greater understanding of what my husband was in need of. And so that I could relate to him in the way he needed to be related to. That's what a relationship is. So I believe that the effort that I put into my marriage was considered the form of work that everybody is discussing. Now, when it comes to the Bible, I don't see, and I could be wrong because I have not memorized the whole word, but I didn't see where it says specifically what a man and a woman should do in a marriage. I know it says they should leave and cleave and two shall become one. And in order for two to become one, there has to be some kind of effort there. You have to put in some kind of work. And we're not talking about work has to be tedious and it has to be hard and it has to be like the worst thing ever. That's not what we're referring to. What's that noise?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It sounds like a
train station.
Yeah.
Like in New York. Okay, Lamar, I got
you. I don't hear it.
Mally Robinson is Lamar. What's up, Lamar?
Yeah, it's loud.
Yeah, so that is so true. That is so true. And you know, just to kind of, you know, I really believe that marriage, and like I said, I'm not, because y'all are saying some great stuff. Y'all are saying some very key points. But what I'm saying is I really believe marriage only becomes work when we are, because let me go back a little bit. Remember this, marriage is two people with two different experiences coming together as one, right? So I believe the marriage becomes work when we are dealing with somebody's experience and bringing it to become one with the other person that they're with. Because here's the thing. The Bible says the two shall become one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Now becoming, I believe that we come together, we're coming together in the spirit, because that's what marriage is. Marriage is holy matrimony, meaning that we come together in the spirit. But the process and the problem comes in trying to bring the two fleshes together, because I'm bringing my experience and you're bringing your experience, and whatever happened in that experience is what we're bringing into the marriage. And I believe that's another reason why it goes back. And I can't remember where the scripture says exactly, but it says to marry the one of your youth. But and I really believe
in Proverbs,
and I really believe why it says that is because as a youth, as a young person, the experience that you have as a young person, as opposed to somebody later on in their years, you have a lot more of set in their ways. You have a lot more of and when you're dealing with somebody with that type of experience, then the marriage becomes work because now you have to go through the experiences to really to make the marriage work. And then, too, I believe another thing, a lot of marriages that are not successful, and we believe that love, and here's another thing. I'm sorry. Love, we believe that love is the thing that is the thing that keeps marriage together. We know God is love, but I believe the thing that we struggle in with and makes it work is because we don't have information. And the information that we don't have, the information that we got to get is the way God intended it to be. God set out a specific structure for the institution that he created, and a lot of times we don't never go to the one that made it. So what we do now is because we leave these things out, the culture and the world says, if he do this, leave him, or if he ain't doing this, if he ain't working right now, he's the man of the house, then I ain't gonna be with him. And you know, so what we do is not only do we follow culture, but then we, like I said, we don't follow the way that God did it, and it becomes work. And it becomes something that God never, I don't believe that God intended for marriage to be. And it is a purpose for marriage that we'll deal. I'm going to let y'all chime in.
I have a question.
Okay, let me say.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I agree. God's intention was never for it to be work, but as long as we wrapped in this,
yeah,
then it makes it work. But let me read the scripture to you. Because in Proverbs 14, right, because we said there was no scripture about a relationship being working, there are. It's just that, no, it didn't specifically say marriage, but if you read Proverbs 14, it talks about relationships with your neighbor, with different people, right? Mm-hmm. But in verse 23, it says, in all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. But the talk of the lips tended only to penury. So we have to realize, yes, it is work to have a relationship of any kind. And in all labor, though, there is profit. As long as we wrap in this, because you got to work forgiveness amongst each other. You got to navigate challenges and communication issues. You got to adapt to each other's needs. You got conflict resolution. You got shared responsibility. Like when once we move in together, like you used to move in this way, I'm used to moving that way. Now we got to come together to one mind. That takes effort. You got maintaining intimacy, because even that part, life can hit you sometimes to where you don't even realize you're neglecting one another. So you got to work to maintain that intimacy.
Right.
And it's not intentional. It's not because anything got in between and tried to disconnect. It's just being mindful and working to keep that together. Also, and I said forgiveness, but also making sure that the commitment stays intact.
Yeah.
Because the enemy is always trying to come in between. It's not because there's no fallacy in the marriage. So. Mm-hmm.
You going to say something, Lady Free?
Well, I mean, I was going to say when it came down to it, because we are not Adam and Eve, perfect in the garden. After they got kicked out of the garden because of their sin, and sin entered into the world, that's what we're working with. And in order for any marriage or any relationship for that matter, period, but we're talking about marriage, in order for any marriage to be healthy, there has to be a intentionality to work on the flesh. Now, it may not specifically say marriage in a lot of instances, but the Bible do teach us about ourselves individually. Marriage is originally created so that the bride and the groom, that's Christ and his bride, can be a mini depiction, a reflection of how he loves his bride here on earth, so that people can see him and his bride and understand that what kind of love he is here on earth. That's what marriage was intended for, right? And because the flesh and the enemy desires to come against everything God made that was good, he tries to fight us tooth and nail, especially once you say, I do. Yeah. You could be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
For 20 years, when you finally get married, it's a whole different ball game, because now the enemy is coming against an institution that God created. As long as y'all was just dating, he was good. Yeah. But see, that's what we are battling against. And because of that battle, it's not ours. It is the Lord's, but we are required to put in effort. We are required to pray. We are required to be selfless. We are required to make sure that we still even take care of ourselves in the midst of it. Because if I'm no good, I'm not going to be any good to you. So that's what the work is considered when people say, yes, marriage is work. I'm interested in the question I have for you, Pastor Jay, is what do you...
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What's your definition of work?
Okay, let me, before we... I want to say,
can you answer that real quick before you say what you
something that you get paid for? You get paid for it.
You know what? I can't.
You get paid for work. You go to work. Reason, you go to work and you get paid.
And yes. That's the reason why your definition is a little bit different from ours.
Yeah. Because, but here's what? The thing. But here's the thing. But here's the thing.
That's
but,
what he said.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let's go back here. Marriage is for we think marriage is for the two people that's in the marriage. But marriage is truly for the people connected to the marriage. Understand what I mean when I say that? Because marriage is the foundation of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. It's the foundation of all relationships, the communities, the churches, you know, everything that the marriage is representing or what God intended for marriage mm-hmm. to be. So marriage is for everything that's connected to it. So when you have a marriage that is struggling or can't work things out, then who's affected? The kids? If the kids are affected, then you have the communities affected.
Right.
And if you have the communities affected, then guess what you have?
You have
a country that's affected.
Yeah.
So the marriage is really for everything that's connected to the marriage. So what do? We replace it with the parts that I was talking about. So I got a better example. Those are aftermarket parts, like stepdads or stepmoms and this and that. And what happens is, those are good. Those are good things that are put in place, but it's still not like the original intent or the design that God placed for the marriage. Because guess what? The marriage is the safety net for the rest of the structure that God created marriage for.
It starts at home.
Everything starts at home. So if that safety net is broken, then what do you have? You have people dealing with this broken family. You have people dealing with this
broken community.
The broken community. So what we're doing, we're marrying into this safety net that was broken. So now it takes work to now be with somebody who is dealing with a product of this brokenness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're dealing with. So we got to put in extra work to
right.
Now
you said it twice, put in extra work, and then you said work. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm saying this is what makes marriage become work, but right. This is not the design.
It does not mean listen
that's not
listen,
the design
listen,
for
listen,
it.
Listen, I get it. It's not the perfect design of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
It's not a design for it.
However, because we are a broken people living in a broken community, in a broken society, in a broken world, sin, that's the reason why it's broken. Sin has entered in. Then we have to put in work.
You know what we have to do? No, no, no. You say put in work. I say,
you said it twice.
Wait a minute.
Sir.
Wait a minute. No, no. I'm just saying what
you
we
said
do.
It over and over and okay. over. Okay. Yeah.
No, no, no. I got you. But this is what we have to do. We have to go back to the one who created it.
Right.
We have to, because that's what we, that's what we've left out, which causes us to work. So we have to work, because guess what we do? We leave out the creator. We leave him out.
Okay.
Because if we,
it's not that we leave him out.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
Right.
At this point, marriage was broken at the very moment that Eve
ate
gave
that fruit
to Adam, and that was it. So what happened now was that was passed down, right?
Right.
That disobedience, that, and then not only, you know, just like anything, not only does it pass down, but then it multiplies, right? So you got generations.
Sin is never unhungry.
It never stays right here as a seed.
It's never anything.
It never stays as a seed. So you got all this stuff that trickled down. And some of the times we act certain ways. We don't even know where it came
don't
from. And then
know.
When our family say, you know, your uncle used to do that. So you got to realize by this time, I don't care who reads that blueprint. It's still not going to look perfect, because in us is sin. Not one of us is without it.
Yeah.
Right? So as we're working the blueprint for our marriages, as Lady Free said, we're also working the blueprint for ourselves individually.
That's right.
Because we got to get some of that filth out of us that was passed down that we didn't even realize that was filthy.
Right.
I remember just seeing something recently, this video, and they were showing how this little boy, he experienced Jesus. And the first thing he said is, I'm a bad boy. And the commentator was saying how the reason why he believed him, that he saw Jesus, he said, look at all the scriptures in the Bible when they were in the holies of holies or they experienced God. The first thing they say is, whoa, it's me. I'm unclean. Right?
Well, the word of God say you can't see God and live. So if the little boy's still alive, then that wasn't God he saw. That was another
he
spirit.
Didn't see
he saw
God.
Jesus.
He
said
he
saw Jesus.
He didn't see God. He said he saw Jesus.
Isn't God
is
Jesus,
Jesus
God?
Yeah.
What? Did you say God
He's
is not Jesus?
He's in the flesh. So his holy presence is not, Jesus is not full of, because if that's the case, when Jesus walked on the earth, everybody would be dead. Sis, let's be real.
Well, when he died, what did he do? He
okay,
ascended
he said
up.
He saw Jesus. Okay, he had the right hand. Okay. I'm going to do a little bit
right.
more research on that.
Okay.
Because when Jesus was on the
I
earth,
got
that
you.
Means
I don't,
everybody
wanna, I don't
will
want
die.
You to get off your point. My bad. You're right.
To the period.
But what I am saying, though, is that, and I thought, and yeah, I just lost my thought.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I knew
but
it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
It's okay. It's okay.
Sorry.
Well, let me,
it's
let
okay.
me, let me, well, you. Let me say this. Let me say this.
It'll come back to you.
It'll come back to you. But let me say this. I'm reminded of how God specifically shaped and put in place the man with the womb. He took woman out of Adam's rib, and he specifically shaped her, and he made her in a way where she was shaped in a way that he didn't say, okay, work to get her. He displayed
her. He paraded her in front of
her. He displayed her. And it was his choice to say, you know what, I'm going to take her. But when he saw her, he was like, whoa, man, bone of my bone, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. And he was like, whoa.
I had a different interpretation there, but go ahead.
He was like, whoa, man. He was, whoa. You know, he saw she, because she was, you know, she didn't have no clothes on. He paraded her, you know. So the thing is, yeah. He
did not know she was naked. The Bible said he didn't know she was naked.
He didn't know that, but
she was in my eyes. But he didn't lie, though. He ain't lie. She ain't have none.
She
no.
didn't have none. You know,
she ain't cut the fig tree.
He didn't
down
know what
yet.
That was, but it was pleasing to his eye. What he said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
Uh-huh.
And then what he do, he named her. He said, he called her woman.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
In Jewish culture.
Okay, come on here.
In Jewish culture, when you name something, you claim ownership.
Okay.
Ownership means responsibility.
Right.
So it means responsible. So now I am responsible for this thing that, look at it like this. Anybody that gets a dog or a cat or a little cow or something like that, before they really claim ownership, what are they doing? They're thinking of the name. I'm going to name my dog Spot. You know, I'm going to name, but the thing is
Pickleberry.
This, yeah, yeah. So this now takes, so what you're doing is, especially as a man, you're taking ownership. So so when you name it, you take ownership. You take, so in taking ownership, it doesn't mean that you like lording over, like I'm telling you what to do, but you're taking responsibility. So responsibility is different from work. Responsibility is different from work. Let me go here. Here's the thing. This is why.
That's before the fall though, bro. That was before the fall.
It was.
What? Taking responsibility for the woman?
Nobody said the responsibility was out. It comes once work as well.
When you name that, according to the Jewish culture, he named her woman.
So does that mean that no work is put into the marriage,
can
though?
Can I finish to the period?
Okay, my bad. I'm, go ahead.
You know, I mean, I got you.
All right.
Y'all want to chime in the
middle? Bagoa. This is what I got to deal with at the house. This is what I got to do
he
with that house.
He named her. So because he named her, and this is how, there's another scripture. I don't have it on hand. Where Jesus was confronted with a man that had demons. Mm-hmm. And he was talking to the demon like, who are you? What is your name? And I guess the demon told him the name. And then he was able to now speak to the demon or cast the demon out because he was able to name it. So my point with this is.
What? Jesus didn't name Legion?
No, I'm.
The man told Jesus what his name was.
No, okay, you know what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say is the point. Baby, I don't remember the scripture. I don't remember. Don't quote me on it wrong. There was a point where he called out and was trying to find out.
I see what you're trying to say. Yeah.
I'm not quoting
you
it right because it's not at the top of my head. Don't quote me.
Right,
don't,
I got you.
Listen, y'all, don't. I'm not exegeting it. I'm trying to prove a point.
You gonna have us on Smart Christian.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that. I'm not.
He gonna say this guy's dumb.
Yeah,
you know how he do. I don't know what this guy was thinking.
Actually, it's not in front of me, and I'm going up the top of my head. So
I rather say it in love.
Okay, trust me, I'm not sitting here trying to exegete that. I'm just trying to make a point. And it may be wrong because I don't have the scripture in front of me.
That's
my point. The point that I'm trying to make.
Nobody's
let me go to
perfect.
My point. Okay. Lord Jesus. The point that I'm trying to make is, Lord Jesus, bless her.
To the period.
The point that I'm trying to make, see, you done made me miss my point.
I do apologize. See? Oh, my goodness.
And I had a good point. I had a good, great point.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah.
I guess that's my line for the night. It'll come back to you.
All right,
while
hold on.
Both of y'all trying to think.
Okay, we got Ashley. Barbie is on.
Ashley Barbie, hey, my love.
She put a little comment. Y'all want to read her comment?
Yes. Okay, let me see.
The definition of work is, all right, Mia, the definition of work is activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result. Marriage takes work. It takes effort. Responsibilities requires work. Responsibility and work are two different things.
Baby, I know I'm amazing. I know I am an amazing wife. But you mean to tell me the whole 9 years we've been married, you didn't do no work in this marriage? I'm talking about this is a real marriage, not one before the fall.
Look at the face.
So you mean to tell me you didn't have to do no work on yourself? You didn't have to do no work trying to
I did that before I got married.
Sir, no, sir. I'm going to steal from this guy. Man, and boy, no way, boy. You was not that guy. You was becoming.
I did that before.
No, baby, you did not. Babe, it's a lot of work.
Ooh,
that I did.
I did the work before we
got
married.
No, you did.
Because you wouldn't have married me.
You did. No.
You would not have married me.
I love you.
Baby. You would not have married me.
I love you, babe.
Would you have married me?
I don't know
me?
Why men act like that. We love y'all because y'all perfect.
No, I'm not saying I'm perfect. But would you have married me if I didn't do no work on myself before? Because this is what broke us up.
You didn't do any work on yourself, but did you do any work in this marriage?
On me?
Yeah, on me.
No, I did not. I didn't have to do the work. God did the work.
God uses people, ordinary people. Come on,
to do what?
To do his work here on earth.
God did. He changed my heart.
Oh, my.
He changed my mind.
He did. Oh, but my goodness. See,
he changed my mind.
My earring fell out my ear behind you. Okay, so listen. Let me give some examples of work in the marriage, okay?
I got a week.
Okay. Priority rising. Wait a minute.
Ashley says, shift real talk, not becoming.
Okay. We all know that we have all started to come and become, but we have not overcome yet. Now, number one, prioritize your spouse's needs.
So I won't sound stupid to y'all.
Oh, babe, we didn't say, come on, babe. We didn't say you sounded stupid. You was just in error.
No.
We said that smart Christian guy would have said that about you. All right. So number one work is prioritizing your spouse's needs without losing your own identity. That takes effort, intentional effort. Resolving conflict with maturity and humility. That takes work on yourself to become mature and humble to the period. That's number two. I got three more. To show up even when it's inconvenient or uncomfortable. Sometimes it takes work to show up. To show up for yourself and to show up for your spouse, sir. All right. Grow through challenges. Growth takes work. Grow through challenges rather than run from them. How many of you run from the challenges in your marriage and then you run into the arms of someone else because you did not want to do the work? Now, last but not least, choose love even when feelings fade and frustration sets in. And we talking about the God love. Choose God. Choose God. Choose love. Five. Things.
And can I read this right quick? Because I want Rashid to explain why he wants us to read this. He said, read Revelations 21:9. So I got it. It say, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. So I'm trying to figure out where, his connection with that scripture. If he could respond in the chat, his connection, why he wants us to read that.
Okay.
Read the verse after that. What did it say? 10.
After that, it said, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descended out of heaven from God.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But, I don't see the connection.
But put it in the chat,
Amanda
sir.
Amanda says, sir, are you serious?
Okay, and Ashley says, Jesse, it's easier just to say I'm wrong.
About working? No.
Babe,
I'm gonna be the one that goes against y'all know me. And yes.
But Pastor,
and I still believe that the only time it becomes work
is when we learn how to deal with ourselves, our traumas, our insecurities, and all of those things we have to deal with in order for us to, first of all, even hear God.
Thank you.
So that we, but you still have to do that work. And in the marriage, now you're dealing with you and you're dealing with somebody else's
because
stuff.
You saying what I'm saying because that's still not the design for it.
I didn't say it was the design for it, but it is a reality in the human.
We're saying the same thing. That's what I'm saying. Yes, because I'm saying the only time it becomes work is when you have to do work on yourself. But like prime example.
But that's marriage.
And
yeah.
No, that's not what it's supposed to be. Because you are the foundation.
Pastor Jay, we understand.
Right, we agree.
So it's not supposed to be. So what I'm saying is it's not supposed to be work. It is supposed to be the foundation. It's not supposed to be that.
Right.
But it becomes work because we don't deal with, we come in broken. We come in doing, so now it's work. And so that's not the original design. Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
So you got original design, blueprint, a new build. right? The foundation is supposed to be solid. Somebody cut some corners on the foundation, and now it got a couple of cracks. That's us in our physical bodies.
Exactly.
We're flawed, okay? So the foundation was supposed to be on paper, in the book, perfect. But because man has something to do with it, there's a crack in the foundation. Mm-hmm. You building your house on that. You're not supposed to be doing no work on the foundation when you move into a new build. But because of man and our sin and our flaws and how we cut corners and how we have greed and how we have all kind of other stuff going on mixing them, then guess what happens? We have to put in work in a new build.
And I get that. And
it wasn't originally designed like that, but it happens, sir.
And I get that. But let's be honest here, too, because you're saying in the real world. In the real world, I believe we have the choice. I believe we have choices even so to do it the way God said to do it, because again, everything is a choice. Or we have the choice to do work to make it a work, to make it a job, or to do it the way God said it. It's still our choice. We have that choice. God has given us that decision. Say you can choose ye this day. So I believe, like I said, the majority of us choose to make it work when it's not supposed to be that way.
I still think your definition of work is the definition you're working with. Your definition work is
my definition of marriage. My definition of what the marriage is supposed to be is what making me think different. What marriage was originally designed for.
But
that's why I'm saying, you know, and
I do want to say this though. Okay. Let me say this real quick, Zania. I do want to say this though. Since we have matured over these years, since we have become more like one over these years, since we have started to live our lives according to what the word of God says in our marriage. We go to him first before we go at each other. You know, different things, and God has shown us a lot of his design, and he's helped us to understand it in such a beautiful way. We're actually implementing and teaching other people those things so that it won't have to be such a hard thing for people in marriage. I have to say that it has been amazing because it don't feel like work. Right? Because we have been given tools, and God has taught us certain things through our prayers and through our experiences. And now those things, if we implement them, we will have a marriage that doesn't feel such like hard work. But it still takes effort for us to continuously. But you know what? One thing I can say, and I do agree with you on this one in a lot of ways, the things that God has done in our hearts, how he's changed our hearts, and some stubbornness and some tears that watered down those hard places in our hearts and broke up some fallow ground so seed can get in. When God started doing the work, cultivating in our hearts and stuff, I can say that the marriage has not been hard.
It's not hard.
It has not been hard.
It's not supposed to be.
When you take the tools, use the tools, and live according to the way he shows you marriage is supposed to be, and both people have to do that. It can't just be one person and the other person being stubborn and want to do their own thing and be selfish. Both of us, thank God, thank you, Jesus, have decided to live according to God's word in the Bible. And it doesn't mean it's perfect. It does not. But what it does mean that it doesn't feel like a strain. It's not hard anymore. It was.
And I want to say, you know, I agree with everything you said, but you can't define work as something that's hard, because everybody don't have something. Their labor, they don't consider hard. So that's why I said last week, I said, it's all of your perspective of work. It is. Work is not necessarily hard. Yeah. It's just effort. You're just exerting effort. Right. Some people actually love what they're doing. Just like you just said, Lady Free, it's enjoyable to grow with you. I'm enjoying this process.
Yeah.
But there are some things that go into it that takes my effort.
Right.
And so, Pastor Jay, you're completely right. I'm about to read a scripture that agrees with what you're saying. That, yes, the design of marriage shouldn't have been this way. However, the reality that we're living in, how do you then witness to what I'm going through? Because I'm not saying me personally, I'm just saying for that person who says, I'm not there.
Right.
And I don't understand this thing and I don't get it.
Right.
So let me read this. This is in Colossians. The whole chapter of Colossians 3 is awesome. But I'm going to read verse 23 through 25. It says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. That even means in your marriage. Don't do it unto your spouse. You got to do it unto the Lord, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he had done, and there is no respect to person. No respect to person.
Right.
So you got to be careful of what you're putting out there, no matter who you're dealing with, your spouse or whoever. You have to be careful. If you want your marriage to blossom and to prosper, you cannot put seeds of discord out there. Or say, forget your feelings, and you expect your feelings to be, you know, respected. So there is a blueprint, like you said. Yeah, the Creator gave us a blueprint.
He did.
For us to go ahead and follow. But the moment that fruit was partook of, you can forget that the original intent, because it just kept passing down from there. And
but chick, I wouldn't say forget the original intent. I say we should remember the original intent and make that our goal. Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
So
and make that our goal. What was it? It was Colossians 3, what?
23-25.
Real quick, y'all. Ashley said, Free and Zane are speaking of what it is, and Pastor is speaking into what it is supposed to be.
Absolutely.
Both are great perspectives. Right now, a lot of marriages are putting in the work, but we can strive to become what it's supposed to be.
I love you, Chick.
And Amanda said, I think y'all both have valid points. I agree with Ashley Jones. That's what Amanda said. She said, I agree with Ashley Jones' comment. Which one? She actually had 9 million comments on here.
Stop hating.
I'm hating on my sister right now. I love that girl.
Tough on my sister.
I love that girl. I'm hating on her. but honestly, that's important, y'all. And like I said, it wouldn't, you know, if like some of us wouldn't have to, if we already knew the answers to the test, because really God kind of gave us the answers.
Yeah, open book.
But because we don't really like go and study it, then we got to go put in a whole lot of extra work to just take a test that we, you know, so it makes it harder when we got to go and, you know, especially last minute stuff. Like you go study the last minute and expect to pass the test. But the answers
Jay,
are right there. Yeah.
Is marriage work? I'm going to answer that real quick from this whole sum up all of this.
Marriage of today
is work.
Marriage of today has become work.
However,
it is not supposed to be.
It's not supposed to be. And it can be very enjoyable once you let God work. Okay.
And I'm going to come back with that scripture because I ain't going to make it full. One thing I don't like to do, I'm going to come back. I got to look it up and it totally slipped my mind. And I don't like to look stupid.
But yeah,
like that.
God said this battle is not yours, it's His. So let's let God work on those things we cannot do. Like our hearts and the hearts of our spouse and our minds, renewing our minds. And then he said he restores our soul. I can't get in your soul, but a God can. So let him do the work on those major parts.
Especially when, let me ask y'all this, especially when.
Mark 5:9.
Especially when marriage is what? It is spiritual.
It's a spiritual
institution. So if marriage is spiritual, why do you have to do work? If you are, if it's a spiritual entity, the thing is, we're dealing with our flesh, which makes it work.
Right. So now what we got to figure out is how do we deal with our flesh in the marriage? Like, how do we, do we do it together? Do we do it separately? How do we become one? Because, okay, we've decided marriage is work in the world that we live in today, in the marriages of today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
However, how do we get to that point? It's one thing to tell people, oh, yeah, marriage is made to be, but tell me how to get there. So I think that that's a really good thing that we could talk about. How do you get there? I want to understand from people, how do you feel that you can get there? If you got the answers, put it in the chat. How do you get there? How do you get to that place where marriage is no longer the work that we call it, and it's the way God originally intended for it to be? How do you get there?
Go back to the original intention.
I know it's easier said, but how do you do it?
Right. How do you put forth the effort to get there?
What do you do? Tell me, help me, give me the tools, because that's what we need today, the tools. How do you get to that place? So you got some information for us? Well, how to get there?
Our time is up. The thing is too,
bro. Mark 5:9.
Read that.
what you were asking for, Mark 5:9.
We'll read that. Our time is up, but
later.
But yeah, I think we should talk about that next week. How do you get there? How do you get there? What you think?
Let's go to the original creator.
Babe, that's not. I was asking you, what do you think about the topic? What do you think about that? Let's talk about. Creator. Oh, you want to talk to God about it.
Glory.
See, anyway. All right, guys. Our time is up for today. This guy,
listen,
right?
Listen, if you enjoyed the content, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like if people enjoy it, you don't have to tell them to share it. They'll share it because they like, oh, my God, absolutely. I need my homegirl to see this. Oh, my God, I need, you know. I feel like if they're going to do that anyway.
Thank you, sis. We'll be in Atlanta.
But we do want you to like if you liked it. Give us a heart if you loved it. And we love you all so much. Thank you guys for joining us
here on Shit Real Talk. We love you, girl. And Amanda,
we want to see you back here next week because we're going to put a dent in this thing, okay? But until next week.
You know what? We need to do that. Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that and really what marriage is.
Okay, cool.
We got to go.
Our time is up.
All right. I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm Zany, y'all.
And get the high note.
And it's time for us to cut it. We love you guys and see you next week. Peace.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.